Committee this year, consisting of Denise Avant and Dave Meyer, Dustin Cather, and Juliet Walker, who unfortunately is not here this weekend. And who else am I forgetting? Kira Obradovich joined our committee this year. So we have worked very hard on not only selecting our scholarship finalists for this year, but meeting them, mentoring them, trying to find out ways that we in the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois and the Federation nationally can be of help to them in their career paths. So we have two scholarship finalists this year here in Illinois. And I say they're finalists because they are not winners until they receive their scholarship certificates tonight at the banquet. And we will talk more about that tonight at the banquet, but I want each of them to have a chance to introduce themselves. So they have, what, Sarah, 2 minutes, 3 minutes?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, about 3 minutes. And that's more time than you think when you're talking. So I'd like to start out with John Holtgreave, and then we will go to Charlie Miller.
John, so where are you
if somebody
at?
Somebody can give John a microphone, please.
John, where are you?
John Holtgreave.
Hello?
Oh, this is awkward.
Yeah. Okay. How about Charlie Miller? Let's let Charlie introduce himself.
All right. Coming to you.
First.
Okay. Only Charlie clap, please. Charlie. Hello.
Hello, everybody. I'm Charlie Miller, and I'd like to thank you for this opportunity to introduce myself and to let you know a little about myself. Currently, I'm attending University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, where I'm studying labor and employment relations, and I will be graduating on December of this year. So I wish to convey my thanks and appreciation for all the support that I've received through NFB and the training to come to appreciate my disability, and I hope to in the future, in the very near future, use the skills, knowledge, and abilities that I learned through the School of Labor and Employment Relations to better opportunities and outcomes for people that have disabilities and everything. So thank you so much for this opportunity to introduce myself, and I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and congratulations. Do we have John?
John?
Right here. Everybody, my name is John Holtgreave. I have been a Randolph Shepherd vendor for the past 9 years. I've been to, this is probably my fourth or fifth state convention that I'm aware of. I think I went to a couple when I was a kid. And I don't know, I owe everything that I have achieved so far to the NFB philosophy, and I look forward to being a servant of the NFB in my career and in the rest of my life. I'm in the first year at Northwestern Law School, and I want to thank all of you guys for, especially the scholarship committee for awarding me the scholarship, not just for the money, but more importantly, for dragging me out of my 1L year for a couple of days, and getting me into, reminding me of who I am and where I came from, you know, making me actually feel a part of as opposed to apart from, which I feel very, very much apart from most of the time. So thanks, you guys.
Thank you and congratulations.
We're delighted to have with us our recipient of our 2023 Teaching Excellence Award. Her name is Justine Kylo, and she was nominated by one of her students and his family. Unfortunately, they're not able to be here today. We were hoping that they would be here, and they were planning to. That is, her student is Noah Solheim Kano and his mother, Heather Kano. And they talked in the application about how Ms. Kylo went above and beyond the expectations and requirements of her job to make sure that Noah had the most complete experience and opportunity to develop his skills and build his confidence. And I am going to turn this over to a member of our committee, the selection committee for this award, Ms. Abu El-Faki, who will present the award to Ms. Kylo and allow Ms. Kylo to say a few words.
So, Ms. Kylo, if you could make your way to the front.
Do you want? Oh, he is. So oh, wonderful.
The table to read it, or how? Do you want me to read? Hold the microphone. Ms. Kylo? All right, sweet. No worries.
Okay, great.
All right, are we ready? All right. You just test the microphone, make sure we heard. Make sure we heard. All right, can you guys hear me? All right. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
All right. So we have the certificate here. It says Illinois Association of Blind Students Excellence in Teaching Award. So it was given out October 14th to Justine Kylo. The day you go above the call of duty in
Noah Kano is the co-host now.
In order to create equality learning opportunities for your students, your and an effort to create a student your decision and our effort. Your positivity learning.
Okay, where did you leave off?
I just find it. I'm
trying to find it.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to read it from the top. Every day you go above the call of duty in order to create unique learning opportunities for your students. Your dedication and effort to create a positive learning environment allows your students to thrive.
All right, sorry guys, the braille was really hard to read. Okay, so I just wanted to say something. Teaching is an art, and this teacher is a master artist. So take it over.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm just to your left. Thank you. Alrighty, let me just unlock my phone here. I wrote a little something that I wanted to read, but I'm really humbled and grateful to stand before you guys to accept this award today. It's really an honor. I would really want to start by thanking the NFB of Illinois and the Illinois Association of Blind Students for just providing opportunity and empowering the blind community to achieve independence. So I would also like to thank my family who's here today too for their just continued support throughout my career in this field. I went through and got my master's degree, and then I went back to school again to do some assistive technology. So I've been in school for, I feel like, a long time, and they've just supported me a lot through all of that. So, and lastly, I did want to thank my student, Noah, and his mother, Heather, like you all heard, unfortunately couldn't be here today.
He's on the Zoom.
Oh, they're on Zoom. Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
So if you'd like to speak.
Awesome. So yeah, I wanted to thank them today for nominating me. I've had the pleasure of working with Noah, right? I think 4 years now. We started together in middle school, and he's a junior in high school now, so there was a year that I didn't have him, but we've been together throughout his high school career, and it's just been a tremendous joy to be able to see him grow and flourish that whole time. And so most of my caseload is with high school students, so I really just believe that transition is such a pivotal time in my students' lives, and I really watch them truly just realize the depths of their potential. And as an educator in the field, I really believe it's our responsibility to guide students through that journey and imparting not only knowledge, but just the unwavering belief that they can achieve whatever they set their minds to. So I really strive to instill in my students that belief that they are their greatest advocates and just to empower them to embrace their abilities and embrace their challenges to foster a spirit of independence and self-advocacy. So I think self-advocacy is just like one of the biggest things. I like to try and be a voice for my students, but I want them to be their own biggest voice. And that's the most powerful voice, I believe. So this recognition just really serves as a reminder, I think, of the crucial role that teachers of the visually impaired play in the lives of their students. And our duties, I think, just extend far beyond the classroom and just to equip our students with what they need outside of those walls of the high school is the most important. So just let us continue to remind our students that they possess the strength to overcome obstacles and light their own path to success. So thank you all. Very nervous. I don't like public speaking, so my hands were probably shaking. Thank you, guys.
Would Noah like to say something on Zoom?
Noah would need to unmute.
Huh?
Oh, I think I heard him.
Hello? I think we got him.
You can go ahead.
Huh? So just say something?
Like, yeah.
What should I say? Just like...
Congratulations is a good place to start.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Noah. I feel like I'm talking into the void right now.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right.
All right.
I'll hand this mic back to you, but thank you so much again, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations. All right. Now, where's our fantabulous NABS rep? All right. I'm bringing you a microphone, sir. I mean, y'all have heard. I mean, you can do whatever you want.
Okay. I'll just speak up here.
Yeah. So, you know, we heard from our fantabulous NABS rep earlier in the morning. So he's going to talk to us about NABS, perhaps some of his personal experience. I don't know about y'all, but I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say. So Joshua Lacani, take it away.
Thank you so much. Today, I would like to talk about philosophy, training, and networking in National Federation of the Blind. So to start out, I grew up in a Nigerian household where like ableism ran very deep, right? So already starting there, that created a lot of internal ableism. And in addition to that, being in an environment where like skills weren't taught to me, such as using a cane, using Braille, using like assistive technology, whatever that might be, JAWS, VoiceOver, and not just like learning that I could do things in general, led to like a lot of deep-seated insecurities. So that led to like my philosophy of blind people and myself to just be like essentially non-existent. I thought blind people couldn't do anything. I thought like for some reason in this huge world with 7 billion people, I thought I was the only blind person. Like me and my brother were the only blind people in the world versus the world. So that created a lot of like of an echo chamber, honestly, because like when you put two people who have like, you know, an innately like ableist like group of people, and like, you know, you tell them to socialize, they'll be like, man, like, you know, I ran into that pole the other day. Yeah, man, life really sucks. I ran into that pole too. And like the issue was we both weren't using our canes. So it was like, it was honestly a very toxic echo chamber. And then growing up, you know, I unfortunately, like I said, did not have skills. So I'd have to rely on my friends. I would have to rely on like extended time times five. Like an exam that would take my like peers 1 hour would take me 5 hours. And it was just ridiculous things like that. That eventually like all came to a head. Unfortunately, when my dad passed away, like I was forced to face the reality that I am blind, that I like cannot fully make it around this huge world without using a cane, that like I am having people read me my homework every single day. One of them being my father and my friends, and like, you know, just relying on people too much. And what I didn't understand at the time is that, like, you know, to a certain extent, obviously when it comes to family, you know, they'll be willing to do that for you more, but something like that builds resentment over time, which is unfortunate. So, you know, after that happened, and I was able to find Jackie Anderson through the Bell program. She started educating me on, like, you know, the philosophy of the National Federation of the Blind, like the different training opportunities and programs that y'all or we all have. And like, I started to expand my network through that, which really empowered me to make that decision of going to training, initially at CCB for the summer program, and then from there to Blind Incorporated, and eventually learning about NABS, learning about like the huge network that we have across the country. So from there, like sitting in my first seminar class, I remember vividly just sitting there and like hearing at Blind Incorporated, hearing like, you know, Jennifer Kennedy at the time, the executive director, like speaking like about blind people doing all these crazy things. I'm like, honestly, that like, I don't know about that one. Like that really sounds cute and all, but I think we're a little deluded. And like, honestly, I'm glad that like I was open enough to sit through that and continue keeping my ears open. Cause honestly, the fact of the matter is, if you don't want to believe something, you won't. Cause like you'll just continuously leave your, you essentially would not like be open to the idea of something. So being able to be open to that idea that blind people can do stuff, and having my network continue to expand, seeing people do amazing things. At the time, Syed was part of NAB, Syed Rizvi, and him like mentoring me and telling me, hey, like, I just got accepted into Harvard. I'm like, what? That's impossible. You know, seeing things like that happen started to like bring me up in a weird way. But as I mentioned earlier, like, it started to have an inverse effect on me once I started getting into the National Association of Blind Students. And I was like, man, like, all these blind people are killing the game. What am I doing? Like, so having that experience and having that realization ultimately led me to expand my network. Being able to reach out to people like Joshua Kulkarni, being able to reach out to people like Roland Allen, people who ultimately are doing like great things in our organization, but have a perspective that was very helpful to me. In the case of Roland Allen, being able to like, you know, have somebody who's very comfortable in their skin, and being married to like Pam Allen, like in my head at the time, I was like, oh, like you must be so jealous. But the reality of the situation is we're all working together. I just to be honest, that's what I thought at the time. And, you know, and him giving me the advice of just being comfortable in my own skin, and growing to understand what you're good at, because ultimately what you're good at is what you need to stick to. And obviously, in the Federation, an aspect that I admire is that we give our people room to grow. Like, if you're not good at fundraising, that's fine. You know, you could try it out and you'll have people there mentor you through it. If you're not good at like talking to people, that's fine. Like, you know, people will come to you. So that's something that I've genuinely enjoyed about being part of NABS. And honestly, being able to be here in Illinois, NABS repping, has opened my eyes to a lot of things. Number one, other affiliates. The only affiliates that I've experienced are Georgia and Minnesota. Vastly different affiliates, but you know, Illinois has given me like a whole different perspective. Y'all have been very welcoming, and I feel like the National Association of Blind Students has like continued to show me that like our philosophy is true. Our training programs are as amazing as people say they are. And the network that we have access to as blind people, just as a Federation family, that's not even talking about the people who are blind at heart and the able-bodied people that continue to help us in this organization, how big of a network we have. So encourage and continue to like speak about how important it is to promote and talk about like what we have going on in our organization. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh. That was fantabulous. So I just want to take a quick measure of the room. Are people still eating?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay. Okay. Glenn, get ready. Debbie?
Josh, when it comes down to school, having work read to you is just part of education. We here in Chicago are blessed to have a reading service called Blind Service Association. And we have used them to get through school many blind folks. And they have volunteers that read, and they do it voluntarily, and it's, they read whatever it is you need to get read. So we are blessed in that respect. Now, when you can get to school, get through school without having to have homework read to you, let me know.
Thank you so much, Debbie. So we're going to move to our treasury report. Now, this individual is not the treasurer, but the treasurer couldn't be here. So we're going to have our longstanding now treasurer emeritus, Glenn Moore, give the treasury report.
Wow, treasurer emeritus. That sounds like forever. Well, anyway, hello, everybody. This is the IEBS financial report for 2022-2023 on behalf of our current treasurer, Rachel Newland. We're going to start beginning balance, which was July 1st, 2022, was $3,185.58. And our ending balance, July 1st of this year, was $5,035.13. Incomes totaled $2,149.55. We brought in $65 in dues. This is mostly last year's convention, of course. 2022 IEBS Idol was $340. Pi Palooza from convention last year was $1,185. Sales was $302. That was candy sales. Donations, $120. All those donations, by the way, were directly related to candy. I guess people felt they would rather give money than eat a mountain of candy. For a cooking class, we've sold $35.55. That was offered as a donation. And when IEBS does hold a cooking class or some other type of class, that'll be comped for those who had paid. Spring seminar raffle brought in revenue of $77. And trivia, $25. Similar situation to the cooking class. That was postponed. IEBS is eventually going to hold trivia, and then that ticket purchase will be comped for that person. And then we'll sell more tickets, of course. Expenses, $300. That was a donation to NABS. And that was the conclusion of financial activity from 2022 through 2023. Maybe some pending, notable pending transactions. There is a reimbursement for Spring Seminar Raffle supplies and the prize at the end, about $35. Probably what everybody wants to hear the most. What we brought in for this year's IEBS Idol was $245 this weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can clap for that. Let's see. Also, there are $50 in door prizes, which good luck to whoever wins that. I think there's at least one of those still out there floating around the door prize table. And Teacher Excellence Award, of course, there were some costs associated with that. I believe we did offer 15 for funds, but I don't have a figure for that. Were there any questions? We're not selling 15 for funds tickets. I think you mean the raffle. that was a raffle at the spring seminar earlier this year, but we don't have any raffle tickets right now. All right.
Hey, Glenn.
Don't think I hear it.
Oh. We'd like to do a door prize. Is that okay?
Can that person get a microphone? I don't know who that is. Well, Sarah's got the mic.
I'm coming.
So she can get it.
All right. Speak up. Who wanted it?
Well, I'm not done yet.
Where are you?
Was there somebody else who had a question? You can call out your name. Just call real loud so Sarah can find you. Going once, going twice.
Move to approve the treasury report.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. All right, the ayes have it. Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Glenn. So, as our president, Teresa, is not here, I couldn't make it this weekend, I will be giving the presidential report in her place. So, I would say the theme of this past year has been involvement in the Federation. We've had students from Illinois take part in Federation events across the country, and it's been really cool to see students in Illinois really branching out this past year. So last year at our state convention, we once again did the Pi Palooza fundraiser, where we managed to raise $1,100. We very much appreciated the affiliate's generosity that year. And of course, we had the successful IEBS Idol fundraiser. And we gave a Student Excellence Award as well that year. In February, we had three students in Illinois' delegation at Washington Seminar. They were Abu Afaki, Teresa Faber, and Madison Sylvain, who was a Blind Incorporated student at the time. And in March, the Illinois affiliate, alongside the National Association of Blind Students, hosted the Midwest Regional Student Seminar. This time it was in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. it was a really big event. We had 70 registrants from 20 states, y'all. It was pretty epic. We actually had 13 students from Illinois attend, so definitely super happy about that. IABS contributed some door prizes for the event. The theme was deeper than the surface, because we wanted to approach the arenas of education, employment, and our lived experiences as blind students with authenticity, vulnerability, and solidarity. Students explored different topics, including different leadership styles, informational interviewing, and harnessing the LinkedIn platform. I had the honor and pleasure of serving as chair of the planning committee alongside Joshua Lacani and Logan Stenzel, and I'm sure Hunter and Kyle will do a fantastic job this coming year. In April, the National Association of Blind Students hosted a leadership weekend at the Jernigan Institute, our national headquarters in Baltimore. Alongside the NABS board, we invited 20 students from across the country to take part in a transformative weekend of camaraderie and leadership building. And we had a strong Illinois representation at this weekend. Abu Afaki was an attendee of this event. I was there as well as a NABS board member, and our very own affiliate president, Marilyn Green, took it upon herself to attend as well to provide valuable mentorship and guidance throughout the weekend. Topics we explored included membership building, creating agendas, and setting SMART goals. At National Convention,
We had a national scholarship winner from Illinois, Ernest Emmanuel Peoples, who is getting his master's in fine arts and acting. We had two students from Illinois receive Kenneth Jernigan scholarships to attend their first ever national convention. It was Olivia Sichelis and Abu Alfaki. Now, this takes me to RSA convention this year. I'd like to thank everyone who contributed, who took part in IEB's Idol last night. It was a heck of a time. And congratulations to our Teaching Excellence Award recipient and to our scholarship finalists. And that concludes my presidential report for this past year. I will be right there.
Thank you. Abu and Teresa, along with Michelle, presented at the at-large chapter to tell about their experience at Washington Seminar.
I'm sure it was a fantastic presentation. Now, we're going to move on to an activity, so I'd like to invite Abu to the front of the room, who's going to get everyone moving, get everyone thinking.
Abu? Madam Student President?
Yes?
One more thing. I need a motion to approve the President's report.
Oh.
who moved? I'm sorry. Glenn moved. Avant seconded. Any discussion? Which I forgot earlier, sorry. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. All right, the ayes have it. Thank you. Sorry.
Sweet.
Okay, keep coming straight. Keep coming. Yeah, since the podium is kind of tall, you can stand in front of the podium.
Okay. Yeah, no, you're good.
She's calling me short.
Well, the podium's kind of tall, man, especially with the microphone stand. Like, it. Hey, I'm not, like, besmirching short.
Bullying. Okay. Okay.
Take it away.
Yes?
All right. Are you guys ready? This time is going to be better, I promise. All right. Are you guys ready to move? Have you guys ever played Cross the Line?
Yeah.
Also, it's only 20 minutes, okay? So one side of the room is going to be agree, and one side is going to be disagree. So I'm right here. To my right is agree, and to my left is disagree. All right, first question. All right, so I'm right here. To my right is agree. If you agree, you go to that side of the room. And the other side is disagree, to my left.
We're disagreeing. We're getting it. Whatever it is, we're getting
it. Okay.
I would do it.
All right, are you guys ready? So there is no... There is no limit to how successful someone can be. The sky is the limit. Agree or disagree?
Yeah.
All right, we need to move. Y'all are... Are you all going to?
Okay, so the right of you, Abu, is saying agree or disagree.
To my right is agree. All right, I want you guys to challenge those ideas a little. Okay. There is no limit to how successful a person can be. The sky is the limit. Okay. All right, are we guys ready? Are we guys ready? All right, agree side, make some noise. Disagree? All right, can we have some elaboration from the agree side? Can we have a mic?
I've got the mic for the agree side. The disagree side doesn't have a mic.
All right, why do you guys agree? Anyone? Just yell your name.
Say your name.
Huh?
Patrick.
Okay, there is no limit to how successful someone can be. The sky is the limit. All right.
No matter who you are, you can do it. You let go of your fear and just step forward one step at a time, and you can do it.
All right. Thanks, Patrick. All right, any person from the disagree side?
Yeah.
Why do you guys disagree?
All right, this is Natalie Shaheen. I would say that every being on this planet has limitations. What those are depends on our species, right? So I cannot hear a dog whistle despite the fact that I'm blind, right? So there are limits. Every being has them. But the limitations that blind people have are not objectively inferior to the limitations that sighted people have. Sighted people are limited by their need to see to read. So in the dark, they're screwed. Okay, in the dark, we're good. We can read in the dark just fine. However, can't see print. Both are limitations, but one isn't better or worse than the other.
All right, I like that.
Boom, roasted. That was awesome.
Do you guys want to answer? Any answers? Yeah, no. Only one more answer, then we'll move to the next question. From the agree side. All right, should we move to the next question? All right. Okay. Agree or disagree? Personal fulfillment can be achieved without societal recognition. Internal satisfaction is enough. True or false? Right? Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Do you agree? If you agree, I'm over here. If you agree, on this side, on the left. Those who agree, come to the left. If you agree, come over here.
I need people to tell me I'm
special.
I'm going with
Ron.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, that's right.
You're very disagreeable.
Can you read it one more time, please?
All right. Personal fulfillment can be achieved without societal recognition. Internal satisfaction is enough. All right, are we guys ready? Agree side, make some noise. Yeah. Disagree. Yeah. All right, can we have any elaboration from agree side?
Use your voice, who wants the mic?
I'll take it. Doggone right. Look, I don't have to be recognized as a success if I don't, I mean, if I want to smoke weed and lay in a hammock all day, you know, if that personally, look, if that's personally fulfilling to me, why do I care what Ronza thinks?
Have a scab.
Over here. I'll take it.
You guys have a microphone?
All right.
I go on.
Yeah, we got a microphone over here.
Anyone from the agree side?
Disagree?
What about disagree?
All right, it's Ronza.
Okay, Ronza,
so,
go ahead.
Challenge accepted. If
Kevin wants to lay in a hammock and smoke weed. Society has to agree, first, that that's lawful, and second, that that's an acceptable use of the tree, depending on where it is, and that he's paying taxes on it if it's in the his property, and that there's not bugs eating that tree so that the hammock can stay there, and that he can get the weed in the first place. And so, of course, society has to agree, because society's agreement are what laws and regulations and social order is all about, that influences what we can or cannot do.
All right, let me interject. This is Shaheen. But all kinds of people break the law all the time, Ronza. So, I mean, yes, I agree with you. I would be a law-abiding citizen, but if Kevin over there wants to break the law, we can't actually stop him. We can just punish him when we catch him, right?
Well, if your personal fulfillment, Kevin, involves where your tax dollars go and going to prison potentially, then you do you.
All right, should we move to the next question? I think a fight is gonna start something.
I think the disagreeers were disagreeing with the disagreeers.
When do we let non-Illinoisans come to our state?
Yeah, right?
Because we're nice, I guess. All right, next. Okay, luck and privilege play a significant role in achieving success.
Guys, listen.
All right, give me a second. Luck and privilege play a significant in achieving success.
Okay. Everybody
all right.
Agrees. Come to the left side of the room, right over here.
I'm going to read it one more time. Luck and privilege play a significant role in achieving success.
Do you agree? Come over here. If you disagree, get away. Agree on this side, left side of the room. Oh, there's a lot of people over here.
All right, agree side, make some noise. Disagree. All right, I want to hear it from the agree side. Why do you guys agree?
Is this somebody vocal?
Olivia, I want to hear it.
Olivia, okay, hold on a sec, Olivia, I'm coming to you. I'm coming around from the back of the room.
I just want to preface with I'm representing myself, not the whole agree side, so if you guys don't agree with me, sorry. I think that, so I was a psych minor in college, and I know like the basic fundamentals of a human to thrive is that they need basic safety, and then like it goes up in levels from that, and one of the levels is like love and secureness. And I think to be comfortable in your own skin and like to have that confidence and to be successful, I don't think you can get that all by yourself. I think you kind of need community and support and love to get that. And also on the privilege side, unfortunately, I do agree that like some people just are luckier and they have more resources than others, and that is how they can be successful.
That's a really good point. I like it. Disagree. All right, can we get a mic for Ellen?
With Ellen?
I disagree. Okay. Luck is not a factor. We each can take steps to improve our lives. If you look at really successful people, they did not just appear because they were privileged, they were great. They did the work to get there. Now, sure, there's some that started out privileged, but each person can become wealthy, no matter where they start.
Okay. All right, I want to hear who disagrees with that. Or, yeah.
We're hearing another disagree.
All right.
Okay. I disagree because I just accepted a new job in Boston as a teacher of blind students, and it didn't have anything to do with luck. It has a lot of hard work, a lot of like going on interviews, and sometimes they worked, sometimes they didn't. But like getting your education to back up and do what you want to do has nothing to do with luck. It's you put in the work.
Okay, that's a really good point. Do you agree, Sai? You guys want to say anything, or should we move to the next question?
Next question.
Okay. Agree or disagree? Self-confidence is essential for achieving personal success.
Repeat.
All right. Self-confidence is essential for achieving personal success.
All you self-confident people, right over here.
Yeah.
All you sad folks on the right.
Okay, agree, make some noise. Disagree?
They're not confident enough to talk.
All right, I want to hear it from the agree side.
Say your name if you want to talk.
I heard Pittman. All right, coming around your table. Give me a sec. All right, here you go.
You have to believe in yourself when others aren't going to be there to necessarily believe in you or support what you're doing. You got to have self-confidence within yourself.
Here we go. Yes. All right. The one person who disagrees.
Does anybody disagree?
I do. Has there anyone else?
Patrick, all right. Here, we got two mics coming to you. You need all the confidence.
When you start out, you're not necessarily confident. Are you going to let that stop you? Are you going to settle because, I'm not confident? I am pushing forward. Am I confident? Not necessarily. Yes, but when I started in Toastmasters, I was not confident. If I was to give a speech, you'd see the pages of my notes. We each can push past our fear, our doubt in ourselves, and keep taking steps forward until we find our confidence. You don't start out confident necessarily.
Good enough for me. All right, move on.
All right, last question.
All right.
Last question. Agree or disagree, failure is a necessary failure is an essential stepping stone for long-term success.
We probably know the rules by now.
All right, are you guys ready? Agree, make some noise. Yeah. Disagree. Nobody?
Yay, you guys got one.
All right, can I have only one person? Like discussions, elaborations, anything? Why do you guys agree?
Somebody, speak up. Say your name.
Why do you guys agree that failure is essential?
We're not going to fail to answer this, are we? Oh, Josh, all right.
Okay, I'm Donna Shevchuk. I'm Emmy Shevchuk's mom.
Honestly,
and
I'll give you the mic after me. But what people don't fail to, or what people fail to see is the amount of repetitions and failure that comes into like very successful people. Like people all the time talk about Michael Jordan, how he was cut from his high school basketball team. He had to fail multiple times before he was able to go to the NBA, become one of the greats. With anything, whether it's public speaking, whether it's playing a sport, you have to put in a whole bunch of repetitions and a whole bunch of failures before you could do something accurately and well.
Okay. All right. So you guys think like failing is essential? What about those like who like were successful without failing, you know?
They all had right. money.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else?
Okay. I was going to say something similar. With anything in life, in order to achieve something, there's going to be some failures along the way. And those failures help you to grow, to learn what works and what doesn't work, and more about yourself as far as what you can handle.
All right. That was good. Thank you, everyone, for playing. I mean, yeah. Thank you guys for playing. Have a great day and peace out.
All right.
Yeah, give it up for Abu. And thank you all for taking part. Now, we're going to move on to what tends to be an exciting part of meetings. We got some elections. Oh, we have the two people I almost had to referee, you know.
That's right. Come see our show, maybe at the Resolutions Committee.
All right, so I'm going to pass it on to our fantabulous affiliate president, Marilyn Green, to run our elections.
Hello again, everybody. All right. Sarah has asked me to run these elections for the students, so I'm more than happy to do that. So we have, if you saw your agenda, you saw that there are two general board seats that are up for election for a two-year term, but there has been an addition since the agenda was published. Natalia Abar, who currently holds board seat number one, is vacating the seat, so there will be a term of 1 year. So I will open the floor to nominations for board seat number one, currently held by Natalia Abar. Yes, Denise?
Coming your way.
I nominate Abu Afaki.
All right, Tasabi Afaki. We want to make sure that we have it right for the record. Tasabi Afaki has been nominated. Yes. Yes, Ms. Avant.
Okay, you know what? I'll withdraw that, and I'm going, I'll just go ahead and let somebody else nominate. I'll take it.
Okay. All right. Thank you for withdrawing. Are there any nominations for board seat one for a one-year term? Remember, it's a one-year term. Okay. Who's nominating Olivia?
Justine.
Okay. Justine Yang nominates Olivia Sichalis. Olivia, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I do.
All right. Thank you, Olivia. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Thank you, Natalie. It's been moved that nominations cease and Olivia be elected by acclamation. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. All right, the ayes have it. Thank you, Olivia. Would you like to say a couple of words?
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Olivia Chehoblis, and I guess more of you are going to know me now. Wonderful. I just joined the NFB in March of 2023 when my VR counselor was like, go to this seminar. And I was like, yeah. And now I guess I'm on the board. So that's a little scary for me, but I
Okay, a little backstory. I've grown up like not really like voicing my opinion, like having a side in things. So this makes me feel really important and special. And it's kind of nice. But I am scared. So
you are important and special.
Thank you.
You got this.
I will do everything I can to not disappoint the Federation and advocate for our rights. That's all I have for now.
Thank you. We know that you will not disappoint. Congrats. All right, so we have these next two seats are open for 2-year terms. So we have board seat number 3, currently held by Glenn Moore. I now open the floor for nominations. Are there any nominations? Avant? All right, Tassabel Faki has been put into the nominations. Are there any other nominations? Oh, I'm sorry, Abu, do you accept?
Yes.
All right, she accepts. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Right, I need one more time. Yeah. It's okay. All right, one more time. Are there any other nominations? Now. All right, thank you. There's a, it's been moved that Abu be nomination cease and Abu be elected by acclamation. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. All right, Abu, you have a mic, right?
I do.
Princess Ariel, right in there. Okay, go ahead. Say a few words, please.
Yeah. I'll be right there.
Glenn's coming.
Oh, never mind. Not working.
I'm here now.
I just wanted to say thank you so much, and it's such a pleasure.
Wait.
All
right.
It's such a pleasure for me to be a board member. I first got involved with the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois just about a year ago, when I got the state scholarship. And ever since I felt like this is where I belong and I wanted to do anything I can. And I'm very happy to be a board state member now. And thank you guys.
I'll
try to do my best.
All right, thank you so much. So we have one more general board seat on the IAPS board that's open for a 2-year term. General board seat number 4, currently held by Amari Richardson. I open the floor to nominations. Are there any nominations? Sarah.
I nominate Esley Ramos.
All right, Esley Ramos's name has been put into nominations. Esley, do you accept? All right, Esley accepts. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? All right. Patrick has moved that nominations cease and Esley be elected by acclamation. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. All right, the ayes have it. Esley, welcome to the board. If we could get her a mic so she could say a few words.
Thank you for this opportunity. This is my 3rd year coming to state convention, and then I joined 2021. I won a state convention scholarship, and I honestly just want to get more involved. I love what we do here and everything that we have. And I love getting to meet new people and just growing and seeing where it goes. And I'm more than happy to be a part of it because I just love everything that we've done. Each year that I came to the convention, I've had so much fun and learned so much. And I actually want to be a part of that and see what I can come up with. And I'll do my best to do that.
All right, thank you so much, Esley.
Congratulations.
All right, Madam Student Vice President, I turn it back to you. Thank you.
All righty. Well, I believe that concludes the business. I will ask that all the board members come to the front for a photo op. But
do I have to move to adjourn or no?
Yeah. No? Yes? All right. I will entertain a motion to adjourn. And we got a second. All those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All righty. Thank you, everyone, for coming, for engaging, for participating, for almost getting into a fight.
Oh, I missed that.
It was our national rep and our esteemed, affiliate president.
Okay.
I respect it. That's how I am. And our board members, please come to the front for a photo op.
Okay, a couple y'all. Of announcements for me since we are adjourned. Patty Chang, Denise Avant, Nancy Schultz, if you could step to the front. And we have two breakout sessions. Don't forget about the breakout sessions. We have What is the Philosophy of the National Federation of the Blind, led by Denise Avant. And we also have Personal Safety with a Cup of Tea from Amy Wilson, who some of you probably met yesterday in our exhibit hall.